Reverend Parrish, associate ministers, members of the diaconate, members and friends, good morning. I have several expressions of thanks to share with you prior to the actual announcements. May kindness return to you the same beautiful way that it was given. I would like to say thank you to my church family for reaching out to me while I was in the hospital and while I have been out from surgery. Your prayers, calls, and kindness have blessed me. I'm grateful for a church family such as the one I have, yours in Christ, Christina Trent. With special thanks to all of you, to know you is to know people who are kind, considerate, and thoughtful. To know you is to be grateful for all the special things you do, for everything you've done, for being the special people that you are. Thank you so very much. To my Shiloh family, thank you so much for all your prayers, visits, phone calls, gifts, and meals. You have truly exemplified John 15:12, to love each other as Christ has loved us. I have truly felt your love throughout my recovery. I am so thankful to be a part of this body of Christ. I love you, and I pray that God will continue to bless each and every one of you. Deacon Marquesa Jai. This expression of thanks was sent to the church, but specifically the men's ministry of Shiloh Baptist Church. I would like to extend a heartfelt thank you for generously giving your time, talent, and energy on behalf of those in need this past Christmas season. Your kettle brought in $611.75. And thanks to you and the other volunteer bell ringers, the Salvation Army Fredericksburg, Virginia Corps was able to raise funds to help provide holiday and other services for this year. Captain Stephen Wildish, Corps officer. I have two announcements that are not in your bulletin. The children's choir will practice Wednesday, February 5th and February 12th at 6:30 in Building 3. All children ages 4 to 10 years or up to 5th grade are welcome to sing. They practice every Wednesday, except the Wednesday after they sing on the third Sunday. They practice every Wednesday, except the Wednesday after they sing on the third Sunday. All are welcome to join. The more, the merrier. The drama ministry will be meeting this Thursday at 6:15 in the lower sanctuary. We're asking that all current ministry members and anyone that would like to take part in this ministry be in attendance. We will be electing new officers, discussion of resurrection production, and the path forward. I would now direct your attention to the announcements in the bulletin. From our Sunday school ministry, the memory verse and daily readings for next week's lessons. The missionary ministry is accepting donations of new socks for all ages, which will be distributed during the Micah meal on the 6th. Anyone wishing to donate is asked to place items in the box outside in the foyer through March 1st. The women's ministry is sponsoring a trip to the Ark Encounter in Williamstown, Kentucky, July. A deposit is due by March 13. Please take note of your contact persons. Communications ministry next deadline is February 28. As part of the observance of Black History Month, there will be a program on the 23rd. Again, that's February 23rd at 1. The theme is African Americans and the Vote. The keynote speaker will be our own Brother Mitchell Brown, attorney at law, the son of Deacon Timothy and Sister Dolores Brown. Again, that is on February 23rd at 1. We look forward to your attendance as we approach this critical election year. Soul food dinner will be served following the program. We will have, I believe for the remainder of the month, Black History Facts. Please take note of these items as well. This morning, thankfully, we're still continuing the tradition of singing. Thank you, choir. What we call the Negro National Anthem. But please remember, and I challenge us, if we can remember a verse a Sunday, maybe by the fourth Sunday we could sing it without the hymnals. So, lift every voice and sing. It's back. Came back. So, but that is a serious challenge. With our history and all that is going on, there are some things we should strive to continue and to remember the importance of and pass on to our children. So again, it's a challenge. You don't have to rise to it, but if you could, remember a verse a week, and maybe by the fourth Sunday, let's see what we can do without the hymnals. So the women's ministry will sponsor a distribution of personal items to MICA guests during the February 7 meal, that is this Friday. Donation of toiletries, preferably trial size, will be collected through the 6th. Attention all women, there will be a meeting tomorrow night, women's ministry at 7 p.m. in the lower kitchen annex. And women, there is a call for a Women's Day choir to participate in singing on March 22nd at 2 for the Women's Day program. Tentative rehearsal dates, February 20th, March 3rd, 9, and 19. Being a member of a choir currently is not required. Please take note of the contact persons. On the reverse of our announcements, our known sick and shut in and those on our prayer list. And we always add to this list the bereaved families of our church and community, most notably adding the Tatum family on the homegoing of Brother Ralph Tatum. Viewing tomorrow evening from 5 to 7 at A.L. Bennett and the service Tuesday here at 11 o'clock. Remembering also Sister Jackie Williams on the homegoing of her mother, the service taking place on Friday the 7th. An invitation has been extended from Virginia Union University to their Founders Day convocation, Friday the 7th. It starts at 10 o'clock. St. John Baptist Church extends an invitation to an ordination service on Saturday, February 15 at 1. Reverend Gilbert Garcia, their pastor, will be their guest preacher. Reverend Gilbert Garcia, pastor of Mount Tabor, will be their guest preacher. And the candidates for ordination are Reverend Cynthia Golden, Reverend Joy Carter Minor, Reverend Robert Wright. Again, that's the 15th at 1. And to high school seniors and parents, we have started receiving scholarship information. The first two so far, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. The deadline date to mail this, have it postmarked by March 27 from the Deltas. And we also have the Betty J. Hunter Bazemore Scholarship. So please see me following the service. I have not made copies yet. They've just been taken out of the mail. So I will get copies made available. And on yesterday, the church was one of the stops for the Boy Scouts 10 Commandment Hike. And they extended to us a certificate of appreciation. We would like to extend our gratitude for your service and participation with the 23rd annual 10 Commandment Hike. And I will give this to the trustees for posting wherever they keep these types of recognition. And on last Sunday, we recognized one of our members, and we have a little more detail, so I would still like to ask Sister Valerie Ellis to stand again as I provide the additional detail. Congratulations to Sister Valerie Ellis. She will be inducted into the CIAA Hall of Fame at this year's CIAA tournament. The induction ceremony will be during the Hall of Fame induction breakfast at 8 a.m. Friday, February 28th at the Charlotte Convention Center in Charlotte, North Carolina. Individual tickets are $50, a table for 10, 400. The honorees will be presented at Center Court Friday evening at 7 during halftime of the semifinals. And if you need any additional details, Sister Jeanette Ellis is a contact person. Congratulations again to Sister Ellis. Thank you for your attention.
Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
We bless God for your presence in the house of the Lord today, and we give God the glory. We do want to thank Sister Wilson for the reading of all the announcements. We ask that you keep these announcements in mind throughout the week so that you're aware of what's going on here at this branch of Zion. We do ask that you add to your prayers the prayer of the pastor of Shallow Old Sight, Pastor Dobines. You understand that he has been admitted to a hospital on the weekend. We're not sure whether he has been sent home or not, but continue to keep the Dobine family in your prayers. And you want to remember to do that. Also, you can see that we have some repairs going on in this branch of Zion, and it may appear to be somewhat of an inconvenience, but it's necessary in order to be a good steward of what God has blessed us with through this property. The crack that was in the wall is being repaired. The actual ceiling, all the spots that people have been looking at and winking at shall be removed, and it's going to be painted, the trim and everything in the sanctuary. So we're going to have to get that much closer together. Doesn't it feel better to be closer to you? Amen. Amen. And see up this part of the congregation, ain't nothing going to happen to you. It's okay to leave back there and come up this way. You know, it's okay up here. Whether you know it or not, the mourner's bench goes all the way back to the front door. So don't be afraid to come up here and be close to what they think is the mourner's bench. But continue to pray for us, and continue, we'll give God the glory. On tomorrow night is the viewing of Brother Tatum at Bennett's Funeral Home. The homegoing will be 11 a.m. on Tuesday. The family asked that in lieu of flowers, that you make your donations to the American Cancer Society in his name. Now, I know it's tradition to send flowers, but that $35, $40, $50 that you spend on flowers, send it to the cancer, American Cancer Society. And the old cliche is, give me my flowers while I'm still living. Well, even that, give the money to the Cancer Society. Hold on to the flowers unless you grow them in your backyard. Amen. I'm not against florists, but the idea is flowers are nice, but you can do a lot more with your money. As a matter of fact, you can give me some tithes if you like it. Amen. 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 One thing that I do want us to understand, I tried to be as nice and politically correct as I can be, but the stuff that's going on throughout this past several weeks, for about a year, in reference to the office of the President of the United States, is something for us not to just shrug our shoulders and turn our backs. Some of us are saying there's nothing we can do about it, but it is something we can do about it. Senators, congresspeople, those who are in positions to do their constitutional duty, if and when they fail, we ought to hold them accountable. Amen. For what they do. Now, it's been for years they're saying people of color has no effect on what goes on in the nation, but we have quite a bit of the idea is we have something to do on the polls. Stop sitting around and just thinking you're not involved. You need to share with one another. If you understand more, share that with somebody else. What's going on is a tragedy through this nation. And if we continue to sit back and say nothing, it's going to continue. People listen. They may not act like they hear you, but they hear us. When it comes time to vote and to speak of voting, open your mouths and speak. Period. What's going on is not, according to the rule of law, wrong. But it's being done in such a way as to say there's nothing you can do about it, but it can. Now, our responsibility is prayer. But with prayer, vote. Don't just think all you have to do is utter up a word, but fervent prayer for what God will do. We don't know what God's going to do between now and Wednesday. I'm one to know that God can do anything he wants to do. But what man might think is going to happen, we have to wait to see what God's going to do. So we have to lift up this situation, continue to trust God. God is still on the throne. He's still in charge. And we must continue to trust and believe in him. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
You will hear a lot more before November comes. A whole lot more. But we have to be about our Father's business.
Amen.
Amen.